Why come into you, over?
Yeah, Victor, Echo 7, Alpha November Tango, you're coming in with a pretty good signal. There's a, it sounds like a little bit of switching, but it's very slight.
Okay, thank you very much. It's a very, very high wind up here on the mountain here. Man, it's crazy, the wind up here now. Anyway, all the best, and hope you have a great day, and apparently we'll talk again one of these days soon. I'll say 7-3, back to you.
Yep, very good. BE7ANT 73 to you as well. BE7OZW. And there was another station there. Sorry if we walked all over you. Go ahead.
OZW BE7WHL. Good afternoon, Colin.
Hey, good afternoon, Will. What's up?
Sitting at Pitt Meadows beside the CP Intermodal Yard, and I'm talking to you on my FT-818 right now.
Oh, very good. This has been very interesting. I am speaking to you over VHF, but I am listening to you over All-Star doing more testing things. But yeah, that's all. I'm just kind of hanging out here. Lunchtime, pretty quick here.
Oh, yeah, well, I just got this radio yesterday, and, you know, I'm sort of starting to figure out, you know, how to work this radio. I obviously don't have any ability to do HF as yet on this radio, but, you know, I can do 2 meters, 440, and 6 meters.
Oh, very good. What was the model number again? Maybe I'll look it up. And I think I heard you correctly, but did you say you can't do UHF, but you can do 440? Because I think that is what that is.
Yeah, it's an FT-818 November Delta, and yes, I can do, although I don't have the antenna for it right now. I mean, I left it at home, but I can do 2 meters, 440, and 6 meters with... just the two rubber duck antennas.
Oh, yeah, that totally makes sense. I understand now. Very good.
Although I looked on repeater book, and I don't see any 6-meter repeaters that are in the lower mainland. They all seem to be in the Bellingham area.
Yeah, 6-meter, I'm trying to remember, I think there was supposed to be one on the island somewhere, but I could never make it work.
Oh yeah, sorry, there is one on Duncan, Vancouver Island, yes, that's right.
Well, if you have any luck getting it open, let me know, I couldn't get it to work. Anyway, Will, I'm going to go have some lunch here. It was nice having a quick chat. So I'll say 7-3, BE7WHL, BE7OZW.
Yeah, I tried hitting it last night on a rubber duck and no dice. Anyway, 7-3 is there calling BE7WHL. I'll be monitoring. That station, try again, V7WHL. Nothing heard, V7WHL listening.
Figure out 7, Delta call the Foxtrot. I was just looking at getting your radio, actually. How do you like the E18 November Delta?
Okay, I think you said your call was Delta Golf Foxtrot. This is V7WHL. Yeah, I'm just starting to, you know, figure out how to work the various functions here on this 818, but I'm very pleased with this radio.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Whereabouts were you able to find one? I've been looking all over for an 818, but they seem to be pretty difficult to find, slash only the Japanese version seem to be common on the second-hand market.
Well, the other day it just so happened that somebody that's also in the Langley Club posted the he posted that he actually had an ICOM 718 on you know, on Facebook. He posted that on Marketplace, and so I responded to him, and you know, he then said he's got an FT818, and so and I think he also said he's got an ICOM 705, but he just bought that, and you know, because of that, he's he decided to give up the 818. So I went and picked it up yesterday.
Wow, nice! That's great. Congrats. It's really hard to find radio. I don't understand why they don't make anything similar to that right now.
Yeah, well, I've wanted one for a long time, either the 817 or the 818, and, you know, I finally, I guess, patience paid off here. Break. Go to break.
Yeah, just checking on a little handheld I'm running here. It's VE7NWI.
Yeah, you basically got a full quieting signal into the repeater.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, so anyway, forget your call, V7D something. Back to you.
Yeah, right on. Hope I get lucky enough to find a deal like that. I've been looking at the FTX-1F as well, but it doesn't really seem like it's a direct replacement for the 1-8. Looking for Soda, so I don't want really anything too like fragile slash can't be taken out into the field. So seemingly options are limited.
Well, I can only say to you that, I just happen to be the right place at the right time with this radio, and you know, I did almost get an 817 about a year or so ago, and then somebody else got it before me, which is, you know, that's just the way it goes. And anyway, I just waited and waited and waited. I was almost leaning towards the ICOM 705, you know, but I couldn't pass this deal up that he gave me. So he threw in a bunch of other things too, like a tuner and the carry case for this radio and an SWR meter. So I couldn't pass this up.
That sounds like a great deal. I'm glad you got a full package. Enjoy. Go back to monitoring. Nice talking to you, VA7, DGF, 73.
Yeah, VA7, DJF, V7WHL. Yeah, it was Papa Charlie Alpha that had this radio on through Facebook Marketplace, and he gave me a really good deal, so I'm really happy with that. And, I'm just kind of sitting here right now just looking at the manual and trying to figure out this, that, and the other. So, anyway, 73s, V7WHL clear.